com, and you can check out their over 100,000 titles. They have an audiobook from so many different genres by going to audibletrial.com/CedDJ, CedDJ, and when you go there, you get a free 30-day trial with a free audiobook download, of course. So there you go. You can't beat that with a bat. So yes, I'm just so excited. All right, so I see we got the men of the hour on the show right now. I want to go ahead and welcome very special guest. What has the man, like I said earlier, what has the man done that I have not watched? I pretty much think every project he's done. So I want to definitely welcome to the show the great, talented actor, songwriter, and music artist, recording artist, excuse me, my boy Keith Robinson. What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
Man, I'm telling you, so much, man. First of all, I mean, congratulations on the new project, Get On Up.
Thanks.
I got a chance to watch it in the movie theater yesterday. We had some crying babies for about 2 minutes. It was like, Lord, let that thing be quiet. But I got to watch the movie and enjoy it. So, yes, man, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, bro. I appreciate it.
But yes, man, first off, man, let everybody know who might not know who you are. Let them know who you are. Give them a little taste of, who Keith Robinson is and kind of where you started out at.
I'm a country boy from Georgia, South Carolina area, man, residing currently in Los Angeles, California. You might have seen me in movies like Dreamgirls, the Fat Albert This Christmas, Dear John, the new Get On Up movie. Probably heard my voice a few times and then probably didn't realize it was me. But, I'm an active singer-songwriter, man, from the dirty South.
Yeah. I'm from Jersey originally. I'm pretty much been in Texas most of my life. Shout out to the Down South boys, man.
Right.
But, yes.
For sure.
But, yeah, man, so, and actually, if I had to pick right now, I'm going to put you on the spot before I even go into depth on each one. And I usually don't do this to y'all, but, hey, it's my job to make it hard. Which one of the things that you do is your favorite? Is it songwriting, acting, or music? Which one is your favorite?
I don't really have a favorite, man. I hope I never have to choose. Anytime I get a chance to express myself either way, it's my favorite. So whatever I'm doing at the moment is my favorite.
Okay, good answer. I feel that. But, like you said, I read your bio and everything. It's always interesting, pretty much most of the time, you are doing all three simultaneously. So, like you said, you don't have to choose because you're doing all three at the same time.
Right. Exactly. So I try to be as versatile as I can.
Most definitely. Now, we're going to go backwards at some of the projects. First, we're going to go to Dreamgirls. We're going to talk about that. Kind of tell us how the experience was of doing that project.
With what project, I'm sorry?
For Dreamgirls.
It was great, man. It was a really talented cast, as you guys know. It was definitely one of those things where you're really just really proud to be a part of it, man. And I was really honored just to be on the cast list with that one.
Yes, I've seen the movie quite a bit of times, and I see that you had a solo on there as well called Patience.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about that. I see not only that was an Oscar you got for it, too, so.
Well,
along
with two other songs that were in the movie. But that was great, man. Got a chance to perform it at the Oscars, which was a definite highlight. Was a highlight, man, of my career, and I just was really proud, to be a part of that, man. That was unbelievable. So it was a good thing, man. Got to perform with Beyonce and Jennifer and Anika, and that was definitely a highlight of my career, man, for sure.
Okay, now I'm gonna take it back to little kid time, because it's some projects that you've done, because that's what, for me, that's how you know if you're a good actor, if you can do stuff to where you can appease to adults and you can appease to children too. And if you can flawlessly do it back and forth, you're doing something right. So that being said, there's two projects that I personally watched like maybe a million times. that you've done that can appease to the children's audience too. I'm gonna go first off with Fat Albert. How was it to be able to recreate one of the most iconic cartoons there were and make it into a motion picture?
That was a lot of fun, man. I mean, you got to be a kid again, literally, you know what I'm saying? So it was like being at the actual shooting of the project was like being at camp, man, because everybody we were all really good friends. So we just really just went in and just made sure that we had a great time, you know what I mean? And I think it came across on screen.
Now, do you have any funny moments that were off camera that cracked you up during that? Because I'm pretty sure, you know, having to play those characters, being on the set and not necessarily trying to be serious, but all those funny people in one area. You know, what are some of the funny outtakes that happened during the set or whatnot that we may not know?
On that set?
Yes.
Man, every day was funny, man, because we had to really stay in that energy, you know what I'm saying, being kids. We had to really make sure that we kept that youthful quality, because that was what it was all about, because we were playing cartoon characters. So that was extremely, it was just a lot of fun, man, a lot of goofy moments, man.
Well, definitely. Now, another project, as far as, like you said, I'll create crossover. You know how you do this, people. You do this kind of stuff in your acting career, be able to cross over back and forth. That's how I determined that, hey, this person has got it down. And another project you did was, here we go, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. Didn't see that one coming. Now, one of the reasons why they excited me, not first, I was like, God, man, this dude, because, you know, there's not a lot of black superheroes. And a lot of people don't see that. So the fact that, you know, when you see another black superhero, you see another black person as a superhero on TV, it inspires you, because now you're like, oh, okay, I have that connection with, okay, I can relate to that guy because I'm a black person and he's a superhero. You know, how do you feel about having that kind of responsibility of, you know, something that you may not have seen? It may have been the biggest thing, but it's bigger than what it may have been. It might be bigger than what either one of us can imagine.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of surreal getting a chance to do that, because it's something you never really see yourself doing, man. You know, being an actual superhero on TV. So that was another one of those surreal moments, you know what I'm saying, where you can't believe that you're actually getting a chance to play a superhero, you know what I'm saying? So it was fun. It took some getting used to getting in those tights, I'll tell you that. But
I do it for Halloween every year. I don't know how y'all do it on the set every day.
yeah, it was a lot of fun, though, man. Definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm glad, you know, again, you know, it's great because, like I said, there's not a lot of black superheroes, and when you see one, it just levitates to you as a kid. You're like, man, thank you, God. Thank you for, you know, showing me that it's not, because, I mean, I don't have a problem with anybody, but still, you still want a hero that you can relate to.
For sure.
All right. Now, what I'm going to do as far as musically, we're going to go into a quick music break. When we come back, we're going to get a few more questions to ask you right here on the show. So we're going to go into your track, Famous, which I heard is pretty hot. And one of my co-hosts on one of the other shows, he's like, ooh, I'm like, listen, that you got things to me. Okay, so we're going to go to famous. We come back, we're going to chop it up some more with my boy Keith Robinson. Y'all stay right there. We'll be back on Life at the Dusk Lounge. Let's get it. Just cause you say tears, it's not like I'm crying, pretty baby.
I wanna be baby.
I'll be back right here on Life at Dusk Live. That was Keith Robinson's Famous. Man, check it out, man. We will be playing that quite a bit more because, you know, anytime, there's a lot of women listen to the show. So when the women listen to the show, we got to play stuff for the ladies. So, yes, again, we got my boy Keith Robinson on the show right now, as a matter of fact. And, man, we're just kind of tell us, man, we're. When you were writing that song and singing it, man, where were you at the time that kind of inspired you to do that song?
I was actually on set, man. I wrote that in about 7 other songs. The whole EP, Love Episodic, I wrote as we were shooting the James Brown biopic, man. And Famous is actually one of my lines in the movies, but it's really, you know, it's about being famous for loving somebody, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of a honorable thing about, you know, a man or a woman not being afraid to show the world how much they care about somebody. But for me, it was more about my love for the music, that no matter how famous I get in TV and film, I'll always be drawn back to the music. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I like that concept, because I mean, I think a lot of people get away from that. Like, they're so far, and I would be even admitted myself, I've had a fault of that as myself, as far as, you know, wanting to be so successful that you forget the love life part, that, yes, you got to balance both of those things interchangeably.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So, man, as far as with that leading to that, how do you personally balance a personal life and balance a professional life hand in hand, especially when you are doing so many different things, music, songwriting, and doing movies, having to do all that stuff at once? How do you juggle having a personal life and a professional life?
I think, you know, it definitely takes some practice and a special person who understands that, you know what I mean? So it definitely takes somebody who understands your grind and is supporting you in every way, you know what I'm saying? But it definitely just takes a lot of concentration and you figure out a way, you know what I mean? If you really want to be with somebody or really build a personal life with somebody, then, you know, the old saying, you make time for what's important to you, I guess, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
so,
it's crazy. I agree. Cause it's not just, a lot of people get that confused. It's not just people in the industry that have that problem. It's somebody that have 9-to-5 jobs that don't know how to make time for the people that supposed to be quote unquote important to them.
Yeah. For sure. It's tough.
All right, now we going back into the most recent project, Get On Up, man.
Uh-huh.
I wanna talk about that. First of all, as a person who studies, I don't just go watch movies, I study them. And what I liked about it was the way y'all sequenced the events together. Like, it wasn't, hey, he woke up, then he was a baby, and then this, and then this, and then this. The way the story happened was everything jumped around depending on what a point they were trying to make across. And I like that, because I like when movies break a mold and it's perfect. So that was one thing I liked, and especially your role, you cracked me up, man. The part, I got to talk about this too, because the movie theater, people were laughing like crazy in the movie theater at that part. You were in the, so I'm going to explain there to the audience about the scene. Basically, he was in a shop that he had a perm in his head. And then he's like, man, how long got to leave this in?
Right.
So I laughed because not only was it just funny, but you can connect with that, because everybody knows that one person that has got to walk around with the perm in their head all day, and they frustrated because they can't do too much at the same time. So yes, man, tell us some more about your role, man, because it said the movie altogether was great, and wow, man, it was so much controversial stuff. I almost cried during one of them. Y'all know I ain't too proud to admit that. I almost cried during one part. I was like, oh, man, that's not right, man.
Yeah, it was a tough movie, but I think it was great in that it really showed what James Brown had to endure to become the godfather of soul. You know, you have a newfound respect for him in that way, so. I was just, like I say, man, just really proud to be a part of the project, because it's been something that's been floating around Hollywood for a long time. So, it was a good one, man. I'm proud of it.
It was definitely. Now, as far as going from that project, And, like, what's the dream? Like, there's all the projects done so far and looking at the road ahead, what's kind of a dream role, if you can put each piece together, what's a dream role you wish you can do?
You know, people ask me that, but my dream role is any role that has great material I can really show with size and build a real character. You know what I'm saying? And that comes in many different forms. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, exactly. I'd love to play the life story of Donny Hathaway. I've mentioned that before. You know what I mean? He's a really, really interesting guy to me, and I've really been a fan of his music. But there's a lot of things that I've yet to do that I want to do that God willing I'll be able to. You know what I mean? So it's kind of hard to say one in particular, but hopefully I get to play every last one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And then my final question is a controversial one that happens in the industry a lot. And I think it's beautiful because it's kind of changing somewhat that there's always a stigma that people say that black people don't watch movies. And over the past year,
really?
Just over the past year and coming into this year, it's being proven more so wrong even more than before. You know, why do you think that's more so changing? And do you even agree with that stigma in the first place?
I don't agree with that stigma at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we watch the most movies. I mean, we watch it. I mean, we've always led culture, and we've always been been impressed by culture and been very impressionable by culture. So, I mean, that stigma is just that. That's a stigma, I think. I think the power that be would have you to believe maybe that we don't watch that many movies, but we definitely love to hit the theater, you know. At least I can speak from my own experience as a black man. I love
me as well. I was like one of them. They said it. Oh, they like literally walk to every movie theater and say, "Okay, sir, you black or you white or you, you know, it's crazy." I don't understand when they get this. It's one thing they always say. You say 99.9% of all statistics are fake. And I laugh because that's so true. Anyone can make up a statistic. Like, I can make one up right now. 6% of everybody walking down the street is going to fall today. So, as far as if you had to give everybody a 30-second commercial of who you are and why they should support you, let them know why.
I mean, I don't know if I can do it in 30 seconds, but just, I'm a real artist. I perpetuate, you know, real art, be it, you know, sad, glad, happy. I want to move the people. I'm about, you know, real music, great movies, great TV. I'm really focused on making great material that people can move to, reflect to, change to, cry and listen to. And I'm fully committed to that. And I think that's what the artists are supposed to be, a reflection of life and help people reflect in many different ways. And I'm one of those guys who does that with everything in them. So if you can get behind that, you will be entertained and moved by what it is that I do.
Definitely. Feel you on that, man. Definitely. You know, we appreciate, again, man, I appreciate you for coming to the show. Appreciate you for being this is another humble person, but showing people that, you know, everyone that comes to the show, like, I've been blessed, man. Like, every one of y'all is so humble. And that's the reason I just mentioned it on Twitter. That's why y'all winning so much, because when you're humble and you treat people right, you know, everything's going to go for you. And he, matter of fact, in the James Brown movie, I'm still a line from it that actually goes to what I just said. And he says, as long as if you're doing right by yourself, then I can't be mad. Basically, he was saying, I can't be mad at you if you're doing right by yourself. And that's the thing, man. You do right by yourself, most of the time you're going to do right by other people as well. So, again, man, appreciate you. And Definitely continued success, man. It's definitely a blessing talking to you.
Thank you, man. Likewise, brother. Y'all take it easy.
All right.
Make sure y'all check out that single tomorrow, man. Famous, and if you want to holler at me, I'm at Keith Sings on Twitter, man, and Instagrams. Holler back.
Yes, and y'all, and if y'all need to, I also retweeted him. So y'all go check it out. You know, y'all, everyone knows my Twitters. Follow it on there. You see the tweet, follow me if you forgot how to spell it. It's simple, Keith Sings. Ain't no special spelling. It's just how it sounds.
Keith Sings. What's up? I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, no problem. All right. Right, y'all. We're going to go to another music break. When we come back, we're going to chop it up some more right here on Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Teddy J. All right, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
Get lifted.
What I do, man?
I get lifted.
It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, man.
Get lifted.
I still ain't been asleep, man. Well, I got a light in my right hand, though, so I guess you know what time it is. Yeah, coming live from the struggle, but still so many blessings keep coming. I ain't mad, just appreciate them. I get lefted and appreciate them. You should do the same, take a blunt, roll it up, and let's start with ourselves. To ourselves, we gotta act like we the best, but only me, I'm not acting, I'm a factor, they fear when they look at me, I know why, cause I'm the truth, man, I'm the truth, man, a lot of people so scared to the truth, man, so let the truth begin, the government is hell, they don't wanna see us win, so the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell, again and again, light a blunt up in that blaze, and let's get lifted, nigga, float away, yes. Yeah. I'm just starting, I'm just warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes, I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know. Chicago, this Chicago, teens where you let bygones be bygones. How many Darian hours must we see? Don't you see we all gon' be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us, nah, man. Getting lifted, appreciating life, man, I'm so glad to be alive, My granny just turned 71. It's an amazing feat. So proud of she, and she so proud of me. KV got its own companies and it's growing. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean. Yeah. I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all. Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. And next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, in ICU, nigga, ICU, trying to keep me down, but ever you can't do that now, no. Cause I got God in my life, he got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell bent when I'm living on these. Fuck boys, don't make me have to f*** you up, fuck boys. Shit, but God's just doing good. And A-Tech, he didn't move out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh, shit, let's go. You gotta smoke to that. Congratulations.
rain. Live from the struggle, man. What can you say? We're in the struggle. I'm reporting live. But even though we're struggling, we got so many blessings, man. And I'm so thankful. And you should be thankful too. Look around you. You ain't dead yet.
You're right, you ain't dead yet. You're still here. And welcome back to Life Head Does Live. To my boy AV and Get Lifted. Man, if y'all missed any parts of the show today, especially the interview with my boy, actor, songwriter, recording artist, Keith Robinson, you can always listen back to the shows at blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ, CEDDYJ, or you can go to thestar.com. You can go there. We have a player that will have the most recent 6 episodes of the show there. You can listen to all the shows there. And it's also syndicated on iTunes. It's also on TuneIn app. And it's on Beyond Pod app. So many things you can do to listen to the show. Getting all over the place, man. Definitely appreciate when all the support. And I want to kind of go into some news stories. First, I'm going to one of my favorite sites in the world because there's so many dumb people in the world. It is called clumsycrook.com. It's clumsycrook.com, which they need to pay me for this because, you know, I have the perfect tagline for them, which is where you can find the world's dumbest criminal and sometimes the stupidest cops. Yeah, it's called Clumsy Crooks, but they have some dumb cops on there, too. All right, now, in this case, kind of give y'all a little tidbit about this new story that came up. Two teens made drug brownies during a break-in. God. Police say that 2 17-year-old boys have been charged with breaking into a Pennsylvania home and baking drug-laced brownies. Police said the burglary happened late July 22nd in Preferring Township, though the department only recently publicized it. I mean, you know why they publicized it. These people are freaking idiots. I really had to just ask myself, like, not only, so you're already breaking into someone's house, but then you have the audacity to do something really stupid? That just baffles me. I can't freaking believe it. What is going on in some of these people's brains? Because there's no way in the world you're telling me that. Oh my God, I can't. people just do these dumb things every day, man. I can't. And I want to go in a little more in the story what they apparently said, a little more detail. Police also said the boys were found with drug paraphernalia and made more than 2 pounds of unspecified drugs used to make the brownie. 2 pounds? 2 pounds? What the heck? And the boys have been charged in Montgomery County Juvenile on court, so of course they can't release their names because they're juveniles. And the township they're referring to is in the Philadelphia suburbs northwest of the city. So, in other words, not too far where I'm originally from it, in Trenton, New Jersey. These people are 45 minutes away. We got that many dumb people. But if you're up there and you watch Action 6 News up there, man, you watch the news every freaking day. It seems like there's another story going on in the Pennsylvania area, usually with some break-in, someone robbing something. It's crazy. People do the craziest things in Philly. And it's like, wow, we can Action 6 News talk about anything else? No, because they always focus on having to deal with all these break-ins. Ah! Here's another dumb one for you. And, of course, this some people, I mean, you just deserve to go to jail. Apparently, a drunk person got into a police car while officers were still inside of the car. And this is in Pittsburgh, so still in Pennsylvania. Wow, all this Pennsylvania news, this is getting out of hand. Pittsburgh police say a drunken woman tried to drive away in an unmarked police car with two officers still inside. According to a criminal complaint, 32-year-old Maria Bufford got into the car at about 2:15 a.m. Saturday outside a nightclub that was hosting a party after a Wiz Khalifa concert. So police say she sat in the driver's seat and told the two plainclothes officers in the back that she intended to drive the vehicle to where her arm was parked. Police say Buford was arrested before she could drive anywhere. A man who intervened in her arrest was also charged. Online court records don't list an attorney for Buford, and she does face a preliminary hearing on Thursday on charges of robbery of a motor vehicle, disorderly conduct, and public drunkenness. Wow. And people wonder why. You know, but I got to sit back for a second, because one of the things that I don't do anymore is drink. And everyone else, if somebody give me a hard time about not drinking anymore, that's cool and all, but it's just some people, man, they need to stop drinking. I stopped just because I wanted to. Some people need to stop because of the crazy things they decide to do every day. Like, you wake up one morning, you tell yourself, you know, you drink, and you're drunk, and then all of a sudden you do something this stupid. There's a great man who said this one time, which is my father. He quite eloquently said that, you know, people who drink really all does bring what they already are out of them even more. And they just use alcohol as an excuse. And I agree with that, because everybody says, I tell the truth, you know, when I'm drunk and all this. It's craziness. It's nonsense. People are really what they are all along. Just alcohol kind of impedes their brain to do whatever they do. Like, for instance, this is something I recommend. If you're still drinking, you need to definitely take this tip in the case. And that is, if you're drinking, before you start drinking, and you're like, really, man, don't drink. Because alcohol brings out what's already in you going on. So if you're mad at something, it's just going to give you colors to be more mad. If you're horny, it's going to make you be more horny. Or so on and so on. You get it. So definitely don't drink alcohol if you can't handle yourself. Just don't do it. All right. Well, we'll come back, and we got some more to chop up in a bit. Right here on the show, I'll talk about what's coming up on this week. Come on tomorrow or so. Definitely check it out. Get to Glamour every Tuesday. It goes down. All right, this next track we're going to bring at you now. This is by my girl Andrea Lewis. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Raindrops fall on my window pane, 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 pane. The raindrops have set the tone for the day, 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 day. It's like they've read my mind or heard your message about you telling me I should stay away.
Raindrops are falling on the ground.
deeper than my bed. How could you? I can't believe you. I put so much into you, only to have you take it all away. Your words so hurtful. Cause of you I've become doubtful that this hurt will ever truly go away. And the standard's been set by you.
I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be, and I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I CC around town, and hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true, but I'm no island, peninsula maybe, makes no sense, I know crazy, give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap, no looking back, spaceship, don't come equipped with rear view mirrors, they dip, as quick as they can, the atmosphere is now ripped, I'm so like a pimp, I'm glad it's night, throw the light from the sun, with that vermin on my bum, when I shoot the moon, high jump the room, like a preemie out the womb, my partner yelling, too soon, don't do it, reconsider, read some litter, sure on the subject, you sure, fuck it.
Getting 86, so my teeth are fucking numb, so we polish off these fists. Three bad bitch in here is drunk enough to show up the tits. I don't give a fine who, I don't give a fuck what. I'm out here Kira go banging hoes with this drink in my cup. Man, I be blazing rolling tough, eyes blazing looking shut. Fool, I know child, yup, but got two aces wanna fuck. Where your dog, who the one? He ain't nice than I is. Y'all mistake real niggas for niggas that's really ignorant. That's all my OGs, that OG, now that's some real spit. Ain't wanna be calling this man, my crew would be the shit. Bitches, they all trying to fuck, after they see we going in. We don't just fire round the shots, bitch, we buy at least 10. Don't talk about it, be about it, UVM, we do it big. Cause we been made good music, they ain't fuckin' with my
white boy. Don't off the drink, don't off the throat.
I'm writing about you in my notes.
All right, y'all. Man, that was my girl, Tyler Noel, the last track. Shout out to her. Hold on. It's been a track we've been playing in here quite a bit. And definitely, man, it's so much love that's been going on. A lot of people who I support and support me. That's some big ups to them. Got one more track going to play, and then we're going to close the show out. We're going to board Monty Blaze and Dollar Tree and Forum. Be back.
Club lights get they flash on. From out of nowhere she come and get her hands on. Transform when the bass drops down and the money goes up. It's better sound. She shook it.
And all my black girls say, tell them get to the money if they freak nasty. Make them dollars transform, make them rubber bands break. Show me what you working with, hit the pole, do the split. Got these dollars in my pocket, wanna see them shape shift. Well, what you gonna do for these big faces? You was got a Glock, my Chris. Can't deny, nigga, wanna hit like you with your face down and your ass on my magic shit. Must admit, I'm a freak, like puzzle in the neck, and gates in the tears. She looking me in, she taking me cheap. Got to the set and bounce to the beat. I need me a shot and two or three drinks. Cries a bunch, we roll up the keys. She busting up top, I'm right in my feet. She watered the yard, she's starting to leave. I'm spicy, stacked up the fine coat of wax. I'm Mr. Miyagi, half face in the back. She handled the pole, she arched in the back. Crooking the chair and patting the cat. Hurting these niggas, she coming correct. Sticking so hard, she shattered her check. Breaking the bank, she get on the rent. Touch on that money, I'm about to go back.
From out of nowhere she come and get her dance on. Transform when the bass drops down and the money flows up. It's gonna start. She shook it so hard, shook it so hard.
Shake, transform now, shake, transform now, shake that birthday cake. Transform now, shake, bad bitches, bad hoes, bad girls, no clothes. Shake something, pop hoes, get back now, drop low. Booty like a bass drum, smack it like a congo, bongo. Transform them dollars to thongo, pop. Now shake for that money with your fine ass. Your big thighs, you got that. Well, good dick, I got that. She knows that I blow major crime. My optimal's prime, they trench on the blood. She love when it's deep, don't work for the shine. I'm talking like Jimmy, I'm talking like Ron. This shit is a movie, I'm talking like porn. Exotic, erotic, schoolgirls than none. Posing the offices, looking for fun. Substitute teachers look like a Chanel. They getting it in, we turned up. They twerking hard, they run it up. These beats fly, my pocket's plush. Enough to retire the host is club.
But I ain't into saving them, just so I can lay with them. Why these squirrels be chasing us? Ain't trying to trick, I'm just showing them love. Now transform.
They flash on. From out of nowhere she come and get her dance on. Transform when the bass drops down and the money goes up. It's gonna start. She shook it so hard.
Let me touch it.
You know what?
If your face got to pay me, roll easy with a capital B. No lowercase, let me big, big T's. You heard me. Better R-E-S-P-E-C-T me. That's up that motion. You see, you probably can't, cause most of you ninjas is
beaten.
Freaking on the weekend. For that, you need an average shit. They welcome you, I dismiss. Number one lady ain't shaking cheese.
All right, y'all, we're getting ready to come to a close in the show. Again, I thank everybody for supporting everything that goes on with the show, man. Supporting all the people who get interviewed on here, it's definitely a pleasure of having all your patronage every week and every show. And even after the show, y'all support so heavy, too. So, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to give another shout out to my boy, Keith Robinson, who came to the show. Shout out to the great Catherine Waddle, who supports everything with the show and trying to make so many great things happen. Thank you, man, for being one of my publicists for the show. I appreciate it. And man, if you're in the entertainment industry, make sure you join DustSpot.com, the new DustSpot.com. Simple as that. Join it. It's free, and it's not like any other social network where, you know, you're just another number. We treat you like the individual that you are, and we try to, you know, set around all the different artists on there. And by artists, I mean any type of art form, period. So thank you to everybody that does that. They appreciate it. I'm right, man. As we come to a close, remind you, check out our sponsors. I'll check out our sponsor, audibletrial.com/TeddyJ, that is J. Go there for a free 30-day trial and get a free audiobook download. Definitely make it happen. And when you go there as well, you know, just sign up, let them know, but let them know Teddy J sent you. And also shout out to North by Northwest Early Entertainment, North by Northwest Distribution Company. Shout out to them. Always making it happen. And, shoot, man, that being said, we're about to roll now. Remind you guys of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, whatever the J. Oh, there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life at Dust Live with your boy, Teddy J. We out.
Peace.